This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri. Plaintiff Respondent versus Keith Thompson, Defendant Appellant, decided December 20th, 2024, by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District, in Division State of Missouri. Plaintiff Respondent, v. No. SD 37579. Filed December 20th, 2024, Keith Thompson, Defendant Appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Mississippi County. Honorable William Edward Reeves, Special Judge, affirmed. Following a jury trial, Keith Thompson, defendant, was convicted as a prior and persistent offender of three felony counts. The unclassified felony of first-degree statutory rape, count one. The Class C felony of third-degree child molestation, count two, and the Class E felony of sexual misconduct with a child by indecent exposure, count three. C, paragraph 566.032, paragraph 566.069, paragraph 566.083. One, the trial court sentenced defendant to imprisonment terms of 30 years on count one, 15 years on count two, and 7 years on count three. The court ordered these sentences to run consecutively for a total of 52 years in prison. 1. All statutory references are to RSMO 2016. Defendant was also charged with a fourth count of second-degree kidnapping, but the jury found him not guilty of that offense. 2. On appeal, defendant presents 4 points. His first point contends the trial court abused its discretion and plainly erred in denying a motion for mistrial after a state's witness testified defendant was a felon. Defendant's 3 remaining points challenge his count 3 conviction for sexual misconduct, contending the evidence did not demonstrate that defendant knowingly exposed his genitals, point 2. The evidence was insufficient to support count 3 because any exposure of his genitals was incidental to the first count of statutory rape, point 3, and his conviction and sentence for count 3 violated the prohibition against double jeopardy and paragraph 556.041 because his rape conviction required the same exposure of genitals, point 4. Finding no merit in any of these points, we affirm factual and procedural background. The amended information charging defendant with the aforementioned offenses alleged that the offenses occurred on June 6, 2019, when the victim, hereinafter referred to as victim, was 12 years old. A jury trial was held in January 2022. Victim testified at trial, and an edited videotape of her forensic interview was admitted in evidence and played to the jury. Victim also knew her assailant and identified him as defendant to police and to the jury. We view all evidence in the light most favorable to the verdict and grant the state all reasonable inferences. State v. Solibin, 621 SW3D 585 589 90 Mo App 2021. Contrary evidence and inferences are disregarded. Edine at 590. Viewed from this perspective, the following evidence was adduced at trial. On the afternoon of June 6, 2019, victim was on the phone with her friend, HC. Victim was outside in an area where she could access free Wi-Fi. Defendant, a 31-year-old man, rode up on his bike. Victim knew that defendant was dating the mother of her friend, AJ, and victim had a big crush on AJ. 3. Defendant told victim that AJ was at defendant's house and wanted victim to join him there. HC asked victim to whom she was speaking. Victim replied that defendant was there and that she was going to defendant's house to see AJ until HC arrived. HC told victim not to go, but victim wanted to see AJ. Victim told police that because defendant was dating AJ's mother, victim was comfortable going to the house to meet him there. Defendant walked victim for 3 to 5 minutes to his small cabin apartment a few blocks away. Defendant said AJ was inside. Once inside, defendant locked the door and told victim that AJ would be back in about 15 minutes. Victim sat down on the edge of the bed, which was the only furniture in the small one-room apartment, in order to wait for AJ. Defendant walked up to victim and attempted to kiss victim, but victim moved her head. Defendant began rubbing victim's thighs. Victim scooted away from defendant on the bed. Defendant pursued victim, kissed her, and began rubbing her upper thighs again, trying to get closer to her private. Victim got really scared and terrified because defendant was so much bigger than she was. Victim froze and could no longer speak. Victim felt like she was weak and had no power. Defendant removed victim's pants and panties and placed his fingers inside victim's private, which she identified at trial as her vagina. Defendant also pulled victim's shirt up a little bit and grabbed her boobs through her shirt. Defendant also placed his mouth on victim's vagina. Then defendant took off his clothes, climbed on top of victim, and put his penis in her vagina. Defendant was heavy and victim felt like she could not move. Partially because I was scared,